And now this is a dictation for Ranald Allward, ALWARD, October 144, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, STEBELTON, 7751640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mr. Allward, who has chronic kidney disease, liver, heart abnormalities, probably cardiorenal, hepatorenal abnormalities, severe pulmonary hypertension, last visit September. Chronic right-sided pleural effusion requiring thoracocentesis close to every month, 2 liters, to see a cardiothoracic surgeon on the next few days if there is any further treatment available. Weight, appetite, stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, loose stools but no blood melena, denies incontinent of urine, infection, cloudiness, or blood, presently no edema, claudication symptoms, ulcers, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, denies orthopnea, PND, minor cough, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, has a pacemaker, less abdominal ascites, last visit to Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, did not require paracentesis. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight Bumex, Aldactone, Bisoprolol. Next paragraph, blood pressure 115 over 70, weight 158. He is alert to orientation time 3. No evidence of respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries in January, creatinine 2.2. December was high at 3.1. This will be back to baseline. Present GFR 29, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Low platelets 112, which is chronic, normal white blood cell. Low lymphocytes, no anemia, although macrocytosis 100.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, presently stage 3. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, 40%. Next number, tricuspid bioprosthetic valve. Next number, portal hypertension, ascites, prior paracentesis. Next number, persistent right-sided pleural effusion. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stenting. Next number, severe pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure. Next number, atrial fibrillation, ablation, Tachybrady syndrome, pacemaker, and ligation of atrial appendage, no anticoagulation. Next paragraph, continue to monitor chemistries, continue present salt fluid restriction, diuretics, and aldactone. No indication for dialysis. The prior acute and chronic changes in relation to activity of the congestive heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, and secondary liver abnormalities. I think it's fair to say cardiorenal and hepatorenal. End of dictation.